May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's easy to look down our spiritual noses at this leader of the synagogue. How dare he put religious rules in front of Jesus's healing grace towards this woman. But I feel the pain of that religious leader, because I think that laws and rules are important and are there for a reason. This woman had been ill for 18 years. Couldn't Jesus have waited one more day to cure her? I would hate to live in a country or a land where the law was an arbitrary thing. The history of my country is a history of the gradual imposition of the rule of law on arbitrariness of kings and rulers who felt they could do whatever they wanted to do. How many of you would want to live in Putin's Russia? How many of you would want to live in a place where people obeyed the law if they felt like it? We've just been taking our kids to college this last week, doing a lot of highway driving. And, you know, you get to the exits and you queue up patiently to get off on the exit, and then some smartass cuts in front of you. And you just, can't you just play by the rules? I hate it when I see people throwing trash on the ground. I hate it when I hear stories about people cheating the tax system, cheating us by not contributing as they should do to our government. And the law that this religious leader was trying to uphold wasn't some petty rule. It was the preciousness of the Sabbath. The preciousness of the Sabbath. This time to stop being busy, stop running around, stop being a headless chicken. It's a time that society had put aside to just be. To be still. And to take stock of what life is about, to reorientate oneself. I think of how many visits I've had with members of this congregation where people talk about how stressed they are, how life just seems to barrel along without us having any chance to take stock of where we're going. We're just running around like headless chickens after the next thing. You know, Sunday, the day which was meant to be a day for sitting back and assessing our lives, has just been gradually eaten away until it's just another commercial day. And I wonder if the leader of the synagogue had that sense that this could be the thin edge of the wedge. Why couldn't he just wait for one more day to heal this woman? It would have been such a reasonable thing to do. But then what I think about is that what God's about? Reasonableness. Is that what God's love is about? Reasonableness. Or is it about something very different? And I'm kind of reminded about this complexity between reasonableness and God's love. By part of my job here as the rector, it's one of the things that causes me most stress. And it's not like running a capital campaign or kind of organizing the big vision. It's about running the discretionary account, the rector's discretionary account. This, for those of you who don't know, the rector's discretionary account is a fund of money that we have available, that the rector has available to help people, poor people, when they're in need. And it's funded largely by the operating account, by your pledges, but also by the fees that the clergy earn for taking weddings and funerals. And also, you know, a number of you make donations. We receive checks from you, you know, to the rector's discretionary account. And it's up to the rector, him and her, to use this money to help people in need. And, you know, so I have this kind of system. You know, I know how much money I've got at the beginning of the year, and I roughly can look back and I know how many people roughly will come over the course of the year. I know that there's some, you know, like some periods, more people come than other periods. And so I try to, you know, really organize it. So I'm like, I've got this reasonable system, and I try to think, I, you know, no one can have more than, you know, X numbers of dollars. And I think, and I start the new year really like, okay, I've got my system, and it's going to work. And the reason, you know, I need this system is I want to make sure that anyone who comes here will get something. I don't want to run out of money. But damn, it's never like that. You know, it's never like that, because somebody will have come, I'll have helped them out because they were, you know, had something on. And then, like a month later, they'll come back and say, like, my car's broken down, or I need medicine, or this or that and the other. And I said, look, I've got my system here, and I've already been generous to you and everything, and now you're coming back and wanting more, and I feel super angry about it. I feel angry towards them. I feel angry towards myself, because I'm pissed to be put in this situation. You know, I've got my system, and I feel really lousy about it, and I'll, but then I remember that it's not about the reasonableness of my system. It's about the point of the discretionary account, which is to help people in need. And I remember and think, God, if I were in their place, how would I feel? And I also, you know, I hate those stupid words, what would Jesus do? But I do. That's what I think about. I think, what would Jesus do? And so inevitably, I will give the person the money they ask for. And I don't, you know, I don't feel good about it, because I've broken my rule. I don't even feel good about the person. I don't, like, give it to them and look, aren't I? And I mean, I was like, okay, here's the money. Just, oh. And I, and it makes me realize, you know, that moral decision-making is not a cut-and-dry thing. It's not a cut-and-dry thing. We're always and usually weighing up different interests, different things, competing moral interests, competing things, laws, rules. It's like this border issue that we face. You know, it's a difficult situation, isn't it? That people are coming over, but there's this idea, you know, you can't just let everyone over. You've got to have a border. You've got to have the rule of law. It's not a clear-cut thing. It's a difficult moral issue. And anybody who claims that they know they're morally pure on this is a liar. It's difficult. It's difficult. It's difficult. But then I'm reminded that it's ultimately about this thing we call grace. It's about God's grace. One day, all of us will stand before God's heavenly throne and meet God in him or her majesty, and we'll be called to account for our lives before that heavenly throne. I would be in deep trouble if God opened a book of law, and on the one hand there was a ledger of all the things I'd done wrong versus all the things I'd done right. If God's judgment were based on the rule of law, I wonder how many of us would be in difficulty. But grace is something different. It's about unmerited love that has nothing to do with the law. It's about love that knows no boundary, isn't about what you earn. It's a free gift given to us. And so when we struggle with these dilemmas of reasonableness versus God's love, it's pretty clear to me where Jesus is pointing us. Amen.